SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
You're listening to SBS On The Money with Ricardo Gonçalves.
Hi everyone, it's your daily wrap of the business and finance news for this Thursday, the 23rd of January 2025. The Australian share market fell today, down 0.6% to 8,378 on the S&P ASX 200. That's despite a solid lead from Wall Street. So with the details, I spoke with David Walsh, an advisor from Sato Advisory. So David, the market is down today despite a strong lead from Wall Street. Why?
Yeah, potentially a couple of reasons. When we look at the US markets, the tech sectors took the lead, specifically the AI-related names were the key drivers there. And as you know, the tech sector on the ASX is relatively small, so we're not having that same knock-on impact. Another potential impact, you know, as we markets like to do, we focus on the next catalyst. And there's a lot of thoughts around the potential rate hike from the Bank of Japan. They have a meeting tomorrow. They last raised rates in July last year, and that one took the market by surprise, and the Nikkei fell quite sharply, and that caused a ripple through international markets. I think the Nikkei was down about 12% in a short period of time. This time, I think expectations for the BOJ, as they're called, is that they will raise rates, so it may not be as surprising, but there is a little bit of a tentative thought around that. As we know, the Japan yen carry trade is quite large and can be influential in global markets. So maybe that's just keeping us a little bit more sedated today.
Okay, what about in general? I guess the big thing that's happened so far this year is the inauguration of Donald Trump. He's the new president of the US. What do you think he'll ultimately mean for markets?
Look, it's hard to say. You know, it's a great question. You know, what I think it will be is a lot more volatility. I think there'll be a lot more headlines, a lot more news flow, and really, you know, I think it's really important to have a good investment process that helps you sift out the signal from the noise here. You know, if I take the optimistic side, if they're able to address, if some of his policies or their policies are able to address the budget inefficiencies, you know, the deficits, and change some of the regulations that can stimulate capital market activity, you know, it could be really positive.
Okay, but have you had to change the way you invest as a result?
No, not at all. Like the investment process stays the same. You know, we look to invest in quality companies at a sensible price. You know, this makes up the core of our portfolio. What we are doing is going through and thinking about some of the impacts that the changes could have on the companies that we have in the portfolio or the ones that we have on the investment bench. You know, both on the positives and the negative side, no change to the process. Just really thinking through how that could impact. You know, we're looking at some of the other opportunities as we just spoke about. If there is that deregulation and that capital market activity coming back into global markets, you know, we've been looking at some of these listed PE companies that are trading at a big discount to their net asset value. And what we're thinking there is if we get some divestitures or some other listings, can we see that discount start to close? So we're looking for other opportunities that might be outside of the things that we've invested in typically.
And if we can just touch on what is probably the corporate story of the day, shareholders approving a merger of Myer with some of Premier Investment brands like Just Jeans and Dotti and JJ's. I was listening into the AGM earlier today, Olivia Wirth, the executive chairwoman, saying that this is one of the biggest deals in the company's history. How significant do you think it is?
Yeah, look, I think it's hard to say. Look, we're only going to know in hindsight. When I went through the merger documents when it was first announced, my initial conclusion was, as always, it comes down to execution. You know, they were talking about this omni-channel opportunity for these brands when they put it together and how that's going to play out. So, you know, on paper, it sounds really enticing, but really, you know, it's about where the rubber meets the road now, how they're going to be able to realise that. You know, what I think is more important at the moment, as we saw in their trading updates, is just that macro element where, you know, retail sales are tough and how they overcome this. So, they'll be very excited. There'll be a lot of work to do, and we'll be able to tell, in hindsight how that goes through. So we're watching closely and just to see how that plays out for them.
That's David Walsh there from Sato Advisory. Don't forget, if you do like this podcast, to give it a rating on Spotify and Apple Podcasts, and don't forget to subscribe.
This SBS On The Money podcast is provided for informational purposes only. The content on this podcast should not be understood as constituting advice or a recommendation. It is not personal advice and does not consider your personal circumstances or objectives. You should contact a licensed professional before making any financial decision.